Well, we're just over a week, 10 days, call it 11, away from this year's Chariots of Fire. It's great that that's going to be running in Cambridge. It's one of Cambridgeshire's largest annual charity event, and it's managed and organised by HCR Hewitson's Charitable Trust. They're on the lookout for its final call, really, for teams, and I'm joined on the line by the head of the Cambridge office for HCR Hewitson, Inga Anson. Inga, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Neil. It's great to be talking to you today.
Yeah, indeed. So quite exciting that we've got the event happening this year, because I guess like all these things, it's touch and go and touch and go.
Hugely exciting and really looking forward to it immensely this year. I mean, I've lived in Cambridge for a while now, and so for me, it's great to be so closely involved this year, especially after recent events and the fact that, you know, they couldn't hold this last year. So really excited about this year's event.
Okay, as usual, it's in aid of the East Anglian Air Ambulance. What's the link? Why have Hewitson's chosen this?
Well, they choose a different charity each year. So this year they chose the East Anglian Air Ambulance. And as many of your listeners will know, this is a charity that saves lives 24 hours a day, 7 days a week throughout Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridgeshire and Bedfordshire. And of course, they can only continue to do that with the support of the public and organisations like the HCR Charitable Trust. So really, really proud to be able to raise money for such a worthy cause this year.
OK, I mean, as I say, we know HCR Hewitson's. We know you've been a part of the Cambridge scene for many, many years. But what sort of stuff does the Charitable Trust get involved in?
So this is pretty much all they do. This is the main event they do every year. And so they choose a charity each year. And this year it's the EAAA, but they are focused solely on doing this. They've been doing this since, 1992. So 29 years of running this event. And so sadly, they couldn't do it last year. But this year is going to be great. And as a firm, HCR Hewitson's are delighted and proud to be sponsoring it and to just making sure that it actually happens this year in the same way as it has done in previous years.
Yeah, it's going to be great news. Now, I would guess like any form of running event, because people have been stuck indoors pretty much for the past couple of years, I can imagine there's been some good take-up already.
We've had a pretty good take-up, but we need a lot more.
Right.
So these are teams of six, each running 1.7 miles in a relay race through Trinity, King's and Clare Colleges. You don't have to be an experienced runner. Just come along, have some fun on the day. You're raising money for a really good cause. So, you know, the more teams we can get signed up, the better. You've got until the 15th. So please, please, please register your team and come and have some fun with us.
Now, I've been looking at the website for this, and there's a couple of things that really struck me, and that is that the East Anglian Ambulance, they actually are putting in their own Chariots of Fire team this year. But they're not going to take a baton. They're passing a defibrillator. That kind of sums up the spirit of it to me.
That's right. I'm wondering whether it's a working defibrillator. It's probably going to be pretty heavy. But yes, they are entering a team this year, which is fantastic. And likewise, HCR Hewitson's, we're entering several teams. And I'm wondering whether we should be passing around some law books instead of a baton ourselves. How about that?
That sounds like a great idea. So typically, what would comprise a typical team? You say six people, but is it offices or just groups of friends? Who would it be?
It can be pretty much whatever you like, really. Groups of friends, offices. We get a lot of Cambridge professional services firms involved, lots of lawyers and banks and accountants, but also just lots of other people from a range of walks of life. You can have, you know, we have veterans teams, we have mixed teams, mixed veterans teams. So just whatever you like, really. Just get involved.
Just find five friends and convince them it's a great idea.
Exactly.
Weather's looking good already. Weather is looking good. If it carries on like this, we're going to be fine. How do people actually register? And what's the deadline for registrations?
So the deadline for registrations is 15th of September, by the end of the day. Just head to one of two websites. You can go to the HCR Hewitson's Charitable Trust website directly, which is chariotsoffire.co.uk, or you can go to our website, HCR Hewitson's, that's hcrlaw.com, and look out there for Relay Racing for Life. Go to those websites. They're pretty simple. Follow the instructions and you should be able to register.
Okay, great. Now, in terms of the mechanics, where do people need to be and how long does the race usually take to do?
So if they start on Queen's Green, that's where we all tend to gather. And it's a pretty early start. So I think it's starting at around 9, but don't quote me on that. I will be there. You can, of course, come and look out for me. And I think it takes roughly a couple of hours or so.
Excellent, excellent. All right, well, listen, it's always for a good cause. This year, it's for a very good cause, because East Anglian Air Ambulance, we know, as you say, we know the work they do. Inga, good luck with it. Thank you very much, Nadine. Glad it's all managing to go ahead. Let's hope you get that final push on Teams, and we'll look forward to hearing what the results are.
Great. Thanks very much, Neil. Good to talk to you.